Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from The New Yorker about whether the next great American novel might be published on Substack.
Oh, intriguing. So, are we talking self-published masterpieces hitting the bestseller lists?
Not quite. It's more nuanced than that. The article focuses on how Substack is being used by both established and up-and-coming writers to experiment with form and connect with readers directly.
Got it. So, like a literary laboratory of sorts.
Exactly. They highlight Naomi Kanakia, who published her novella Money Matters on Substack. Apparently, it's like really good.
Better than her traditionally published novel?
Yes. The author Peter C. Baker raves about it. He says it gave him a bigger jolt of readerly delight than anything else he read that year. He found her traditional novel, The Default World, less captivating.
Huh. So maybe there's something to this whole Substack thing. Is it just Kanakia, or are other big names playing in this sandbox?
Oh no. Sherman Alexie, Chuck Palahniuk, Edgar Carret, they're all on Substack. Even Ross Douthat is serializing a fantasy novel there, chapter by chapter. It's wild.
Wow, a fantasy novel from a New York Times columnist. That's unexpected. But is it good unexpected?
The article doesn't really say. It's more focused on the potential of the platform. It mentions another author, John Pistelli, who serialized Major Arcana on Substack and then got a deal with Belt Publishing.
So, it can be a stepping stone to traditional publishing. I see. Interesting.
Precisely. It's like a new kind of literary ecosystem is developing. A blend of passionate amateurs, seasoned pros, and everyone in between.
I do like the idea of more direct engagement between authors and their audiences.
Right? And the ability to experiment without the constraints of traditional publishing. Kanakia talks about how agents wanted her to rewrite The Default World in a more conventional style, and she felt it hindered the book.
But isn't there a risk? A risk of bypassing the quality control of editors and agents, leading to a flood of, shall we say, less than stellar work?
That's the flip side, for sure. The article acknowledges that while there's a lot of talk on literary Substack about how mediocre mainstream fiction is, actually writing something great is a different story.
Ha, true enough. So, is Substack the future of literature then?
The article doesn't go that far. It suggests Substack's impact might be more about fostering literary communities and new sensibilities than replacing traditional publishing altogether.
I suppose time will tell. What about you? Are you going to subscribe to any literary Substacks?
I'm tempted. I'm curious to see what else is out there. This whole thing feels like the early days of blogging or something. It has that kind of energy.
Well, keep us posted. It's definitely a fascinating development to watch.
Will do. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.